with meat? Like, say you're having a steak, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay. What kind of potatoes are they?
Irish potatoes.
And anything else?
Spuds.
Okay. What are the kinds of potatoes with yellow meat?
Well, that's called red Irish potatoes.
Okay, or sweet potatoes?
Oh, well, now we're getting away from
Irish potatoes. Is that something different?
Oh, yeah, sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes.
Okay, that's right. Well, are sweet potatoes different from yams?
That's the same thing, but they are different varieties of
them. Oh, okay. What's something with a strong odor that when you cut it up, it makes you cry?
Onions.
What do you call the little young fresh ones that you eat that aren't hot?
Scallions.
Alright. What about the kind of vegetable that you'd use for a good soup? You know, they're long and they got fur kind of like on them, and if you boil them, you have to cross your legs to keep them from sliding all the way down. They're so slimy, you know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You like it? Do you like
boiled? Oh, yeah. I love boiled.
Mm. I like it fried. That's the only way I'll eat it. If you leave an apple or a plum around it, it will dry up and...
What? It'll dry up and go to...
Okay.
I don't know.
Starts with an S, S-H. Like when you get in, when you take a bath and you stand there a long time and your fingers kind of shrivel.
Oh, yeah, shrivel. Uh-huh.
The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads that you use basically for your salad?
Lettuce.
Okay. And what do you call the kind that you can boil it?
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And when you want to get beans out of the pots by hand, you say you have to?
Shell.
You like the shell?
I don't mind it. Not too hard.
I know. What are the large yellow flat beans, but the seeds that are not the pods, they're just inside the seeds?
Lima beans.
Okay. I know you've heard of butter beans.
Mm-hmm, butter beans.
Okay. And what kind of beets do you eat? The beans that you eat, the pod and you eat the seeds and all that. What do you call that? What kind of beans do you call
that? Whole beans.
All right. Snap beans.
Snap beans.
And what do you call the tops of turnips and turnips that you cook and make a mess of?
The salad.
Okay, all right. Instead of eating the root of the turnip, you want to say you're going to eat... What other greens do you use besides the turnip tops? You see what I'm saying? the green part, what do you call them?
Well, that's the salad part of the greens.
It's called green?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just want to get that straight. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, green stuff that you put in salads. And that's, I already asked you that. You'd say if you didn't have one head of lettuce, you'd have two.
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay, you have two boys and three girls. You have how many heads of children?
Five girls and boys.
Okay, would you call them heads? Do you ever speak of them like there were three heads or two heads? Okay. Okay, if he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
A covey of them.
A bunch of them. You ever heard of passel? Okay, could you say that word for me?
Passel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, I have. He's got a passel of so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
Okay. What's the outside of an ear of corn?
The husk.
That's fine. Or shucks.
Yeah, shucks. That's what it's trying to
say. What's the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Do you ever call it roasting ears, or is that something different?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the same thing.
Okay, when you're shucking the corn, what do you call the top of the corn stalk when you're gathering the corn? The top of the very tip top of the corn stalk.
The tassel.
Mm-hmm.